Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Aaron, you just came back from LA to play in a World News Tonight not too long ago, just this past whatever.
Yes,
just
but we haven't done that yet in just, real time.
We haven't
time,
done that
so
yet in
I'm
real time.
I'm still very nervous.
Aaron, it was just this past whatever.
Just this past whatever. My favorite Ben Folds album. I was going to say for this episode, because we don't have the full cast of World News Tonight, but I do, here's what I'll say. I'm struggling because I feel very comfortable handling the IP of World News Tonight because I'm a member and I lived with Jason Chin, and for a while he gave me some amount of help with casting, which is when I brought you two in. Brett Lyons, unfortunately, Rob White, and Becca Barish.
So, but that was after he died. So, when you say that he gave you the right, the
well,
help
while he
casting,
was living, he handed off some responsibility, and then that continued up until someone else took over. But so I feel some amount of ownership, as I'm sure every cast member does. So, I feel like we're okay to go ahead and do this episode. But just in case any of our friends are super litigious, just in case Brett Lyons wants to lawyer up.
Yeah.
This episode will be titled World News Tonight. Now that's WHIRLED NHEWS TOINGHT.
TH.
Yes.
World Tonight. News Thonight.
Well, oh, we're definitely safe from a bunch of people who have never been a patron of our show.
Yeah.
Well,
they
I
would
think
not
Shane
be content.
Shane and Pat maybe have listened.
Oh, yeah, they definitely have. But they did that to be kind, not because they enjoy us.
And
lovely.
Interesting.
And, you know, we couldn't have possibly got either of them on the show because neither of them have a podcast. Oh, man.
No.
One time nuts. I walked into a wedding and it was
like you were walking onto a yacht.
I had no idea that Pad was going to be there. A totally different world. One of my old roommates, I walked into his wedding and Pad was there. And you would have thought I won the lottery. I was like, oh, my God. It was like the best feeling in the world. It was an absolute miracle. I'm ready to start.
A surprise pad is one of the better surprises in life.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what we'll do. We're about to go on stage. We just got told that the audience has sat down. Of course, you, the audience, would have, while we were backstage in the green room putting on our suits and eating Aaron's fries, you would have had a table on stage with scissors and multiple newspapers, and you would have cut out the news articles that pique your interest and pin them to a bulletin board that's also on stage. And during the show, we will rip down those articles and read them aloud, having not seen any of these news articles beforehand, unless we read the paper or watch the news. We might have some insights. And we absolutely will avoid any news articles that would be upsetting or tragic, because that's not what the show's about. I've had maybe one of my first shows I ever sat in when I was just a sit-in. Somebody pulled an article that was, I won't repeat it here, it was the saddest thing you could ever imagine. And we tried to do a scene about it, and then the audience was, like, groaning, and we're like, I think Matt Young screamed, you fucking did this, you put this up here, and then they all laughed, and then we got them back. But it was a brutal moment.
Neither of you were there. It was a 10 p.m. show. It was sold out.
Yeah.
The 8 p.m. had gone great. Yeah. Everyone was, like, making funny jokes backstage. We got to the 10 p.m. show. Only the most horrifying articles, all of them, were about kids dying. All of them.
We didn't get a single laugh in an
hour and a half show. Not one laugh. It was a true Chicago improv horror story.
It sucks because, again, I can't stress enough, the audience dictates what news articles are available to us. We can't find new ones. We can't run to the paper off stage. It's the ones that you cut out, the audience. We can only pull from those. So if you fucked us, you really fucked us.
Yeah, it's a fun dynamic. It's a fun. You know what? I'll say it. It's sometimes fun to get really fucked by an audience.
How are they going to wiggle out of this one? Okay, so we're backstage behind the curtain, and the World News theme song is about to play. And we walk out on stage. I'm hosting tonight, so I come out and I say, Good evening and welcome to World News Tonight. We are a show in two acts. In the first act, the news is real and everything else is improvised. Tonight's top story, a train carrying corn syrup derails.
And I hand him, sorry, I have to hand you a little article. Oh. I always was the hander because I don't like to read in front of people. Okay,
it's a little note from Aaron. Adel, you're doing great. Oh my gosh. Aaron, thank you so much.
You're doing great.
And I'm just going to write down the hander because I think that could be a fun new supervillain for me. I don't know. It's just the sketch of an idea right now, but the hander might come back to me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. A train carrying corn syrup derails in Arizona. A train carrying corn syrup derailed Wednesday evening in western Arizona, the railroad operator confirmed. The county sheriff's office told NPR there were no injuries and it was not made aware of any spills or leaks. The train operated by BNSF derailed around 7:40 p.m. in Mojave County, Arizona, Mojave, near the California border. The cause of the incident is under investigation.
Can we get all the, go ahead.
This is where I would exit the stage and then, or just go off to the sides, I guess I wouldn't totally leave, and then the improvisers would flood in with their ideas. Aaron,
I guess
had
if you
idea?
Did a bad enough job reading the article, you might.
I would walk home. I would just go home. I'm walking through the water.
Can we get all the other forest creatures in here? Hate to call a meeting, but have to call a meeting.
Yeah, squirrel here, squirrel present.
Hi, squirrel. Good to see you.
Open the present.
And me, the noble lion.
Great. Okay, so...
Yes, all the forest creatures, all three.
So we agree. So we agree that I am a lion, right? Not a bobcat.
No, you're a forest lion.
Thank you.
And you who called us here, please, just for meeting, since I'm taking notes.
Caw-caw. Does that answer your question?
Yes, you are caw-caw.
Asked and answered, counselor.
All right. Ever since that train crashed and the mysterious liquid has been around, I've been eating it nonstop. I haven't been sleeping and my brain is on fire. How does everyone else feel?
Same. I have been racing around the forest. I've been running up and down trees. I can't sleep at night. My wife divorced me. My kids hate me.
Wait. Okay. So, Gary, do we think that the divorce is directly related to this, or is that a separate issue?
There's been signs for years, but I feel like since the mysterious liquid, a lot of my life has just finally circled the drain, if that makes sense. I've heard humans say that, circled the drain.
Now, some of us haven't been eating the mysterious liquid. I would personally never touch the stuff, but I did want to tell everybody about an idea I'm very excited about. It's called Chair for Lions. So what it is
there
is a
circle of the liquid around your mouth, Simon.
What? No.
You're not better than us, Simon.
Your fur is stuck right in like a circle around your mouth.
No, yeah, because I fell asleep in a tree. This is sap from a tree. I'm a lion. I fell asleep in a tree, as we all know.
Scene. So we end the scene. Somebody would sweep the stage, and then most likely whoever edited would start the new scene. Not necessarily, but most likely. So I'll start the new scene. Hey, wow. Really excited to get out there for the encore. But listen, other members of Train, I feel like we really went off the rails there. Mike, I feel like, I don't know what lyrics you were singing, but that was not Drops of Jupiter. I feel like you just went off on your own little thing.
Hey, Mike, are you going to take this from the fucking drummer of Train?
Hey, man.
This guy could die tomorrow, and guess what? There'd be another drummer for Train the next day.
Come on, man, that hurts.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to take it.
Come on, Mike.
Mike, come on.
I guess we're doing. Guess what we're doing for the encore? Drops of Jupiter again. Yes, to both.
To both.
To both.
Okay, Mike, I love it. Drops of Jupiter. That's one of the songs I know how to play. I'm the bass player for Train. All the songs are the same. I'm behind you, Mike. You know me. I'm 100% on your side. I know.
5, 6, 7, 8. Now she's back.
The curtain's still shut. No, the curtain's still shut.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Mike. And Mike, you're singing into a broom. Mike, you're singing into a broom, man. We're backstage.
Mike. Hey.
Yeah. What?
That actually sounded pretty good. That little.
Yeah, that wasn't bad at all.
Mike, listen. Hey, this is an intervention. Well, it wasn't going to be, but it's.
No, it's. That's not how you pronounce encore, idiot.
We haven't played. Can I just say, I know I'm the smallest voice in the band as the drummer, but can I just say, we haven't played Meet Virginia in 5,000 shows.
I do cocaine all day. Wait, that's me. But anyway, are you satiated?
Satiated?
Yeah, man. You're never satiated. Can't you just be satiated for one day? Let Mike be trained.
Corey.
Uh-oh. You have to... Mike is licking the curtain now.
Oh, no. Corey, listen. I know you want to support Mike. I know you're really riding Mike's coattails. You've been with him since the garage days. But...
What are you doing, man? You're blowing up your life. If Mike ever decides he doesn't need us, we're gone. We're dead. We're in the gutter. We're nothing. We're people, Corey and Nick, no one even knows Corey and Nick are in Train.
Listen, we're playing.
What is Train? People know. Mike, and let's both say his last name on the count of three. One, two, three, and I.
Ptolemus.
Now he's back from a soul vacation.
Back from the soul cane.
These curtains don't taste like spaghetti anymore.
See?
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.